About 20 years ago, Lake Michigan boasted more than 60 million whitefish that were 3 years and older, but the population has since dropped 75% or more. And the commercial whitefish harvest in the lake has hit record lows. Now, the DNR's senior fisheries biologist, Scott Hansen, says the agency wants to reduce the commercial quota by almost 350,000 pounds in the lake.
It's ultimately about keeping the fisheries sustainable and keeping the population sustainable based on what is happening in Lake Michigan right now.
Invasive mussels have driven population declines by filtering out organisms that young whitefish eat. Commercial fishermen say they understand the need for a lower quota, but they add reducing the harvest won't solve the problem. Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.